Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. We are at the 19th chapter, if you'd like to follow along, the 19th chapter. And we finished off 15, 16, right around 15, 16 yesterday. We covered how the Lord had a sharp sword coming out of his mouth. And you can see that a lot of this in the book of the Revelation is symbolic. I don't believe he has a literal sword fixated in his mouth. The sword, I believe, is the Word of God. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And this is what he's talking about. This is why a lot of things that we have read and explained are symbolic and explained as symbols to represent different things, not literal, in other words. On his robe was his thigh was the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds. Now, notice here, angels are given special powers. Angels are given special powers. They are special messengers that can do supernatural things. So, he was standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, come assemble for the great supper of God. He's calling all of these birds to come to the supper, in order that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of commanders, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and that of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free men and slaves, and small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies assembled to make war against him who sat upon the horse, and against his army. Now, this is quite possibly that white horse, that one of the four horses of the apocalypse, the white horse, that was going forth to conquer and to conquer. And it is a symbolic beast. The beast is the eighth kingdom, a group of antichrist, demon possessed people that all agree in the antichrist practice all over the world. And they assemble for the great supper in order for you may eat the flesh of these kings and commanders, mighty men, horses, the them that set on them, flesh of all men, slaves, both great and white. And I saw the beast that the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him, this demonic system, and against his army. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet, who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive in the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. These were quite possibly the beast and the false prophets. They represent a conglomerate of many. It represents many men, women, people who agree with the system and have taken the mark of the beast and have lost their salvation as a result of it. And they cannot be saved. And they're all going to be physically thrown into the lake of fire. The false prophet, those that false prophet news media, those that agreed and they somehow supported this Antichrist system. And people believed it because of their lies, their supernatural lies, which would be called the supernatural, because they had supernatural words to support this system, this Antichrist system. The beast was seized. The whole beast was seized, which represented many, many, many people. False prophet was seized, performing these things. He deceived those who received the mark, the beast which worshipped the image. And these two were thrown in alive into the lake of fire. Thrown in alive into the lake of fire. Some will be actually thrown alive. Now, if it is literally an Antichrist and a false prophet, then it's going to be thrown alive into the lake of fire. But I rather think this is just like the pattern of the entire book of the Revelation. And the pattern is that nothing is actually real. It's not physical. It's spiritual. And it's symbolic. Represents many. This is my opinion. Now, if I'm wrong, I have nothing to lose. But I would rather think that this Antichrist spirit would be upon many, not just one. And this false prophet spirit would be upon many, 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 not just one person. Now, you may disagree, but this, just like the woman, which is Israel, the sun-clad woman, Israel, the man-child being the church, these things you see here, folks. Why break the pattern? Why break the pattern of symbolism? These represent many. And they're going to be seized. All those, they're going to be gathering at the Battle of Armageddon. And the image, who worshipped his image and who were thrown alive in the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword, which came from the mouth of him who sat upon the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Now, this army is going to be killed. A lot of them are going to be killed. Those that survive will be thrown alive into the lake of fire. Those that agree with the mark of the beast. And those that have caused so many to fall into the hands of the Antichrist system. Now, the 20th chapter we're just about to get into is very interesting. The slaughter in Armageddon is going to be great. The slaughter in that war that the angel will call together the fowls of heaven to eat the flesh of people that die in battle. And now we have a 20th chapter that's going to say something that you may wonder about, because it's made a lot of people wonder. And Let's go ahead and get started reading it. And I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old. That is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Now, this may really make you think, why bind up the devil with a chain? Now, is this symbolic? If it is symbolic, what's it trying to actually say to us? Satan, bound up for 1,000 years in a chain. Will he be denied all powers for 1,000 years? Will he be literally chained up with a spiritual chain? How do you chain a spirit? Well, God's got ways. You can bank on that. Threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he should not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After those things, he must be released for a short time. This devil is going to be sealed up somewhere for 1,000 years. And then at the end of that 1,000 years, he's going to be released. Just a short time. And I saw thrones, and they set upon them judges. Judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image of God, and those and had not received the mark upon their forehead or upon their hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. In other words, did they just come to life? The 1,000 years, the Latin equivalent for these words is a millennium. This period of time is called the millennium. It's the time when Christ shall reign on the earth, Isaiah 2, verse 3, Daniel 7, 14, Zechariah 14, 9. Satan will not be free during this time to do his evil work or his evil deeds. He's going to be chained. Righteousness will flourish. Isaiah 11, verses 3 to 5, peace will be universal. Isaiah 2 and verse 4. And the earth, the productivity will be greatly increased. Isaiah 35. At the conclusion of the time, Satan will be loosed to make a final attempt to overthrow Christ, but without success. And these souls who've been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus, they're martyrs of the tribulation days, who will live in the millennial kingdom with a glorified body. Actually, when they say come alive, I believe this is the time when their bodies will be a glorified body instead of a spirit. They'll receive a glorified body and begin to live in it. The rest of the dead, the wicked dead, will be raised up out of Hades, hell, and judged after the millennium. The first resurrection, the wicked dead will be raised. The rest of the dead refers back to the end of. The resurrection includes all righteous, the resurrection of life. John 5:29, and the resurrection of the righteous, Luke 14:14, who will be raised before the millennium begins, be given out their resurrected body. Why wait? That's what I say. Why wait? Why do we want to wait? Over these, they'll be raised before the millennium begins, and then there will be the second death has no power. They will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection, actually. Christ will reign with him. The priests of God and of Christ will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are completed, Satan released from his prison. Evidently, he's just going to be sealed up in some type of a spiritual seal that God is going to create for him. And he'll come out and deceive the nations which are on the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the war. Now, this is Gog and Magog. Is this a literal place? Or this just the number of them is like the sand of the sea. They came up out of on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. The representatives of Satan, Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog is actually the image of Satan. And they were destroyed. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence the Lord and heaven fled away. No place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great, the small, standing before the throne. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. Now, I'm going to leave you there for now. We're going to go over this again tomorrow, but for now, we're simply out of time. This is a great book and a great time to read this book, because I believe very shortly it's going to come to pass. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And call us, 928-368-6766. Leave us a message and let us know you're listening. And if you have a testimony you'd like to share with us, let us know. And any you pastors out there that would like to go on radio, give us a call. Leave a message. I'll certainly call you back. And write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.